Hi there, this is Jimmy Page. Hold on to your seat, here comes Led Zeppelin. What happened was that Atlantic put out the CDs, and in the past I'd always been in charge of, mastering the records, and there were a lot of, some of the CDs didn't sound at all up to scratch to me, they just didn't sound right, and this gave a really good opportunity to get it right. You know, get the sound right on them, improve them, by going back to the original studio master tapes, that sort of pre-production tapes, wherever possible, that is. And then, by nature of the fact that it was a full CD package, to represent them in a different form, so it became like, the old picture with a new frame. And it's really interesting, actually, because it sheds new light on everything, I think.
Robert Plant.
I'd like to maintain the dignity of the group. I'm very proud that people are so enchanted by it. And I think the way that it is now is that whatever it was that people loved is not going to be spoiled. And I think the fact that Led Zeppelin was bold and brave and chaotic and honest in a very loose framework. It was honest, and it took risks and chances which are no longer possible if you start from scratch. I think its integrity, musically, it captured all the elements of the kind of wondrous music that we'd all been exposed to. I think what we did was we were able to translate and kick on. It's like it's like we were a filter for all the good things. We filtered it and we begged, borrowed and stole, and we made something that was particularly original, by which a lot of other music has been measured.
John Paul Jones.
It was a songs band, and musically it's the same. It's four different personalities, four different tastes in music as well. We all have completely different tastes in music. They overlapped, but we did have quite different tastes, and generally where they overlapped was Zeppelin, which is the bit in the middle, isn't it? Which was great.
Wanna tell you about the girl I love. My, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Got a woman, stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I got a warm, stay drunk all the time. The time.
Hey, hey, what can I do?
I guess the hardest part was getting the running order to go across the four CDs and, you know, taking tracks from all of the nine albums that would be, wouldn't it, really? And, you know, interlacing them and make, you know, getting them to all feel comfortable and being comfortable with them myself, you know. Because of the volume of work that we had, you know, it gave you good scope to be able to do that and to, you know, place them in different order and give a new perspective to things. It was really quite something when we laid the first Moby Dick riff on top of the Bonzo Moncho and it just fitted great like that, you know. It was a gas, actually. I had that idea because those were obviously the two drum features and I didn't want to leave one or the other off. So I thought, let's see whether it's possible to marry them together, you know. And I had it sort of in my mind, and in fact, it was really successful. The fortunate part about it was that the tempos on both numbers were pretty near damn exact. So then it was just waiting to see whether the picture I had in my mind would work. Fortunately, it did, and I think John Bonham would be happy with it.
Robert was mainly blues influenced and some country blues. Jimmy was country blues, rock and roll, and Indian. Bonzo was soul, rock and roll. I was jazz, soul, and also Arabic and Indian. Yeah, my father had a a really good radio set, an old radio set with shortwave on it. And it's not a lot to do in the suburbs of London when you're young, so I used to spend a lot of time glued to the radio. And yeah, I picked up a lot of stuff that way. All my classical, early classical influences were from the radio. That's exactly what you're hearing in Kashmir, yeah? A love of Arab string playing, you know.
Following the 75 tour, Jimmy and I, we finished off, after playing in America, we played for a week at Earl's Court in London, which was quite an achievement. And we just had to get away, so we went to Morocco. And it was great to get away, and especially as Jimmy, I don't think, had been to Morocco before. It was good for me to show him places that I'd been to, and the kind of hubbub of Marrakesh chaos. And then we headed south into Tantan, towards Tantan, which is where the edge of the Mauritanian-Spanish Sahara war with Morocco was later to go on. And somehow or another, the lyrics to Kashmir developed along that road somewhere.
Thank you. what's inside a dream. With the path that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. As the dust that blows high in June, when the moving through gets me.
Didn't have any sort of golden nuggets left, so to speak. Everything that was left over after In Through the Outdoor, and after we'd lost John, that was completed. In other words, with vocals, etc. You know, and maybe they needed a remix or whatever, but they came out on Coda, and that was in light of the fact that there have been so many bootlegs out. Countless more now, as we all know, but at that time, so many bootlegs out of live performances, and we thought, well, it would be, you know, a good idea just to put those things out then. So, in fact, they went out on Coda as opposed to coming out on this. So, in fact, there wasn't any studio material left. So, as these things had sort of surfaced and been played apparently on radio stations over there, we thought we'd include them. We had Travelling Riverside Blues, which had been recorded for the BBC many years back, 69-70, and it actually sort of surfaced. It surfaced during the last tour that I did. As it was around, there was a lot of interest, we thought we'd put that on. And then, of course, there's the White Summer, which again was done on a live broadcast with, well, we did a whole set at that point, but we just included that one. Thank you.
Thank you.